Welcome back to the OU's Masechtas Katanos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the seventh chapter of Masechtas Sofrim. Now, like the last chapter, this chapter is essentially just a long list of words, words that are written one way but read a different way in the various books of Tanakh. So it's not terribly interesting as far as narrative goes, but we're working our way through the Masechta, and this is what we're up to. So with minimal explanation, we will just go through the list of words. So Halacha Aleph says, Eluk suvin chisaron vav v'karin bevav. The following words are written lacking a vav, but are read as if they have the vav. And the Nachlas Yaakov explains, Rotzalomer shechasirin vav besof hateva v'karin bevav. So it means to say that they're missing a vav at the end of the word, but we read it as if the vav was there. So we'll give you an example from the first one. V'yalehu, they brought it up. So the Nachlas Yaakov explains, Shmuel Aleph, Zion, it's in the seventh chapter of the first book of Samuel. V'yikach Shmuel Tleh, so Shmuel took a lamb. It says V'ya'alek, the text would seem to say he brought it up. V'kari v'yalehu, but it's read and they brought it up. So they're all similar to that. So the next word is Amru, so the pasuk in question, which is actually also from Shmuel Aleph, but that's in the 13th chapter, it says Amar, but it's read Amru. So continuing, V'yomru, v'yedabru, yikhu, so they said, they spoke, they took, v'yitnu, v'achlu, Yachdav, v'chalhu, v'ya'alu, shovav, v'kiblu, malchia, v'chilu fehen, and the opposite, meaning words where the vav is written at the end but not read, ragle, samtuha, v'yitzva, nechaku, shar ha'ayin, v'yikrulo, v'yikahel, tofas. So those are all words that are written with a vav at the end, but the vav is not pronounced. Halacha Beis. Elu kosvin behe velo korin. The following words are written with a hey, and the hey is not pronounced. Va'ere, va'avi, ha'ari de Shmuel, the lion of Shmuel. Let's take a quick look in the Nachlas Yaakov. Ha'ari de Shmuel, Shmuel Beis Chaf Gimel, the 23rd chapter of 2 Samuel. V'hu yered es ha'ariyeh, and he brought down the lion. V'karinan ha'ari, but we read the lion without the hay at the end. V'hai krok siv nami b'divrei hayamim, and this verse also appears in the book of Chronicles. L'kach nakat ha'ari de Shmuel. So that's why it's telling us that this oddity in the writing versus reading only occurs in the version of this verse that appears in the book of Shmuel. Nimtza, we're back in the Brisa. Batera, hazas, ra, hara, ba, uva, vikav, vikav. It says vikav twice because that actually occurs in two different psukim. They're both in the book of Zechariah, and it says Vikava, but it's read Vikav. Ohavai, Vira, Yas, Pikach, Ariel, Tzayid. And those are the words that have a hey that is written but not read. Vichilupan, and the opposites, meaning the words don't have a hey written, but it is pronounced. Va'ar behagina, Vehema, Yihyeh, Vahayasa, Hine, Shasul, Gedalyahu, V'ta'agba, Hemda, V'akavda, Shlosha, Zmima, Taima, Kumi, Zachur, Hashivenu, Hagadata, Klalas, Shata, Asis, Nivhala, Pesucheha, Tiznoseha, Shibana, Egla, Shachas, V'yira. Halacha Gimel, Elu kosvin davar echad, v'korin shnayim. The following are written as if they are one word, but they are pronounced as two words. Bogad, esh das, me'esh tam, malochem, v'hinei hu, Mahaim, Bani Min, which is interesting because they are written as Binyamin, which is the name of a tribe, but it's not read that way. LeBenyamini, Chalkayim, Yishimaves, LeGeyonim, Minhasa'ara, Minsa'ara, Haim Prutzim. Vichilupehen, and the opposite, meaning things that are written as two words but read as one. Katov, Mibinyamin, Lamarbe, Mehamara, Maasi, Becharbosehem, Mibas, Kiyanim. And finally, Halacha Dalid. Elu Kosvin Vav, Vikorin Yud. The following are written with a Vav, but read with a Yud. And again, the Nachlas Yaakov will clarify that a little bit. It says, Kosvin Vav, Rotsalomar Be'emtza Teva, Ksiv Vav, V'nikra B'Yud. In the middle of the word, there's a Vav that is written and read as a Yud. So what are these words? Asure, Avugayel. See, Avugayel, for example, is from Shmuel Aleph, Perekhaf Hei. It says here, V'timaher Avugayel V'kari Avigayel. So it says Avugayel, hurried, but it's read Avigayel. So that's a familiar name. Anoech, Ulai, Ushar, Arutzim, Ba'oni, Bor, Bahalichtam, Hachafshus, Hatayif, Hakasuni, Hayashar, Hanasinim, Hamavinim, Barzus, Gul, Dehi, Hitza, Hacharsis, Halchus, Hemvi, Habitsir, Vilonu, Veshachatsuma, Vitsnif, Va'alil, Vitarmis, Vasus, Vatika, Vatilon, Vakinu, Chukecha, Yatsiu, Yair, Yavir, Yaniun, Yaksimu, Yakshilu, Lerov, Lashur, Laish, Ladayagim, Lasaig, Lamashisa, Laminiisam, Miyafas, Menius, Netos, Nov, Novi, Nefushesim, Sum, Asios, Ife, Atudim, Taniena, Tzirehem, Tzireha, Tzifie. So those are all the words that are written with a Vav somewhere in the middle that's pronounced like a Yud. Okay, that's the end of the seventh parak of Sofrim. And again, if you look in the Nachlas Yaakov, he will tell you where all of these psukim can be found, although we don't have very many explanations as to why things are not written the same way they're read. If you join us next time with Chapter 8, we'll be comparing two versions of the same psalm, one from the version in Tehillim itself and the other from the version where David first said it in the book of Shmuel. So please stick with us, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.